This is Tracy Holloway, and this is a Life Upgrade broadcast for the Global Network of Light. Unite the Light. Welcome. These are incredible times of change indeed, and no one has the answers to the many questions being asked. But what we do have is the power to know truth. The true power is in our unity, in our solidarity, in our compassion for each other, and in how we hold a space for global transformation to take place. You are a space holder, a point of reference where change can and will occur. You may already be seeing these changes, and you're coming into alignment with this in ever more increasing ways. In ways that you'll notice, some you may not notice. The physical world will be changed forever. And there's no need to hold on to how you think things should be or could be or will be. Instead, let go. Let go and trust that a divine plan is underway. And that all we have to do is simply be the space holders for transformation, holding the highest vibration of light to support and unite us all as one. We are adjusting, changing, learning to let go of our old limited ways, releasing ourselves from restricting patterns of behavior, attitudes and beliefs. Finding a new, more awakened way of being. No one says it's easy, but it's worth it. The parameters of what's possible are not fixed. They're fluid, and we're learning to be more fluid, more flexible, adaptable, as we learn to navigate a constant state of flux. And for sure, this can be unnerving at times, even overwhelming. This particular phase will not go on forever, but it is an essential part of the journey currently. And so be courageous in just how much you're willing to let go of. And be honest about just how little you need to hold on to. Release that which is old, outdated, that which has long run its course. Let it go and keep letting go and find the power in releasing and letting go, opening up more space, more possibility, more new, more fresh, more vital energy. We're dismantling the old patterns within us at the same time as the old systems which have shaped society are also dismantled. The change we see on the outside is as a result of changes within and vice versa. There's no escaping transformation, and that's why we're here. And what we're assembling in light to hold the sacred space for. The power of the collective awakening occurs through observation, collaboration, conscious change. And you are the witness, the observer, the PowerPoint. Together we will give rise to a new way of being as we unite in light. So we ignite the power to consciously co-create a new earth. A rebirth for humanity, a great evolutionary shift. The power we have is increasing, and as we learn to adapt and let go into the new flow of energies which are coming to the planet, these energies are coming in all the time now to support these changing times. Learning to create the space to openly receive these and to show gratitude when you do receive those incoming downloads and upgrades. We can be assured that though we may not have all the answers, and though we may not as yet see the full picture, and though it may be curious to perceive a different or new perspective, all that's really being asked of us is that we can indeed learn to follow the path of the Sacred Heart, to attune to that, to come home to ourselves in full. To come home to ourselves. The true physical power we have is not yet known to us. It has been dormant and is awakening. And though this physical awakening will indeed be the blessing which each individual carries into this new, inevitable, new phase here on Earth, we must first acknowledge that there has been very little grace in physical reality, very little physical ease for most, and very little global cooperation for physical creation of a cohesive collective reality. And so we begin to discover that this transformational time is one where we must come into our physicality as a sacred place of reverence, of presence, of global cohesion, and in a way which unites all as one. The sacred space you create for yourself now, that's the space that will hold you, support you, nourish you, and uplift you, and carry you through. The physical creation of a new earth is born through a genetic reprogramming of information held within the body. And the power we have to rewrite the coded information held deep within our blood and bones is available to us. These old historic stories are what make us who we believe we are. And as they recode, new possibilities awaken. And a new, more evolved future becomes possible. We start to embody it in the here and now. This is both personal and collective. This is both local and global. This is indeed the unification of all the timelines and the recoding of the power grids, which would otherwise keep the same old patterns alive and repeating in our human story here on Earth over and over again. This deep and purposeful recoding is essential now, and it's the work of now. There are many who are already being activated to align with the new grid system, and many who will be conduits for the light energy transmissions that are coming to the planet. You may already be getting a sense of this. Some of you may have been receiving this for some time. And so you're coming into superposition, allowing these activations to align you further, more deeply, helping you to anchor yourself more fully. The power we have is in our unity, in how we come together to work the grid, to anchor the light, to recode our physicality and be in humble service at this time of the Great Awakening. It's never been so important to be aligned and to carry the new frequency forward, to take it with you wherever you go, to allow it to guide you in your everyday life. The purpose now is to align to the new Earth frequency. And through this connection, everything which needs to be seen will be seen. Everything you need to know will be known to you. And everything which doesn't hold true, which cannot hold that frequency, will simply fall away. You will be shown just how to manage this transformational journey without unnecessary burden to your heart and mind. And the power you have is in self-regulation and in knowing in your heart what you need to let go of and what you need to stay attuned to. What nourishes you? These resonant frequency changes will become more and more apparent, and you'll become clearer and more at ease with the process. The kinder then you can be to yourself and those in your care. Sometimes it can feel quite intense when you receive a big download of energy. You can feel discombobulated for a while as you try to find your new self, you know, and work out where you are within it all. And you will get used to these changing times and the opportunities that they gift, that they offer, and become more confident in finding a stabilizing point of reference within the heart of who you are, within the sacred you. The superficial stuff will no longer burden you. You'll simply no longer give it your time or your attention or your energy. It'll just become unimportant. And that true power really does come from connecting to the heart of you, the sacred you, the you who knows who you really are, what you're here to do at this most auspicious time. And give yourself attention, the sacred you. Give that you the space it needs. And you'll find that you flourish as these new energies come in to support you. Physical body will go through many shifts as it lets go of the old patterns held deep within the cells. It may sometimes feel as if there's much wrong with the body. You can easily get caught up in this kind of worry and over-concern. But in truth, you're witnessing the old information body falling away and a new higher frequency body of light coming on board, recoding your blood and your bones. It can be uncomfortable. It can be challenging. It can be a cause for worry and concern. And again, this is where that sacred space will nourish and support you. Make time for it. And the body will change a great deal. It will happen slowly. You may not notice. And you may learn to notice. You may learn to not notice. You may learn to observe and to see that there's nothing going on which isn't guided. Nothing. Everything is guided. So let go and trust. Even when it's challenging. Even when you're wondering why. Thinking something bad's happened, or you've made the wrong choice, or you're somehow being punished for something that you've done. And, you know, the mind can take over at those times and really disconnect you from your power. And the mind has all these strange tricks to distract you, to distort your perception. And the heart will help you find your balance again. The heart will always help you find that place of true connection. So it's about learning to trust the divine plan in all its wisdom. Let go of the fear, the worry, the doubt, where the self-doubt, doubt in that bigger picture. Doubt in everything and anything. And instead, you can hold on to the power of your true conviction. Ride the waves of change. And as you ride those waves of change, without concern for how it looks right now. You can just let go. Let go and see the flow. And don't even try to look towards what's going to happen next. Just be in the moment, be present, and trust. The old will no longer remain. And it is uncomfortable when things change. It can feel disturbing, it can be chaotic. And yet in the heart of hearts, you can learn to know the deep power of trust and the wisdom of the awakening in all its guises. It will bless you and support you to let go and trust further. And even when it doesn't look great and doesn't feel great, even when you lose yourself completely, no matter for how briefly, to those moments that challenge you the most, come back to the heart. Come back to your heart. The new world is awakening. And as you join together with this global network of light, know and trust that everything is guided. All is as it should be, and that you have within you everything you need to traverse these changing and challenging times. Everything. The heart, your heart, is opening to a new level of awareness, and this sacred vulnerability cannot be avoided. This opening of the sacred heart is the foundation of a new life for humanity being birthed on this earth. And it can feel so raw, so painful at times, that you can want to shy away, close it down, shut yourself off, turn away to distract yourself with something which feels easier to bear. But in truth, this vulnerability is our salvation. It is the softening of the sensitive self and the willingness to offer its sacred space to be seen, to simply be seen. It's this which will create a strong, wise, and concrete foundation for the new earth to rise. There's no hiding from the sensitive interior of our most vulnerable self, as we must see who we truly are. We must see who we truly are. And let the power of the heart of such vulnerability help guide us forward in a way which is open and honest. Power we have is as the witness of our own vulnerability and as the witness of the fragility in others. We have to be able to offer a sincere space of compassion. And this is not always easy when we're running the old programs of the past. We would perhaps prefer to protect ourselves using our fears and judgments as a way of closing ourselves off from seeing deeper, deeper into our collective shadows and our historic, cultural, and societal pain. And the physical body will process so much pain. It's purposeful, it's required, and we're all part of this process, whether we like it or not. And indeed, whether we're consciously aware of it or not. The physical templates are all changing. And as you come into being and learn to hold the higher frequencies, so you will automatically access templates which are clearer, more aligned with what's to come. Changing times indeed. Changing times. If you haven't done so already, then this may be the time when you wish to close your eyes. You're invited to drop deeper into sacred connection. There's rain lashing against the windows here, like a cleansing rain coming through. As you're invited now to drop deeper into that sacred connection, sharing a space where we can unite the light of our most powerful and purposeful sacred hearts. Together we will connect across the globe and weave a network of light supporting this awakening process. There will also be an activation, bringing through the latest energetic upgrades and an opportunity for DNA recoding, as well as a light language blessing, opening the heart and aligning you as a conduit for new earth. You can re-listen to this broadcast many times. Repeated listening supports deep and lasting change by offering the unique energetic frequency of New Earth into the physical body now, allowing recoding on many levels, gently ushering you into a new way of being. Take a moment to simply focus on your breath. The breath moving into your body, and the breath moving out. As you focus on your breathing, become aware of just how much energetic space there is around you. How spacious you're feeling, or not feeling. How much expansion there is. Breathe into that. Sense how open you are to allowing the new to flow through. And as you breathe, breathe into the space. And let go and imagine the space around you softening. And as you sense the softness embracing you, so you soften into the space. Relaxing. Letting go. And allowing what will be to simply be. There's nowhere else you need to be right now. Nothing else you need to do. This is a moment of simply letting go into the softness of your own sacred presence. You can imagine or pretend that you're transported to a temple of light, deep in the heart of you. This powerful place offers you refuge, and you humbly accept the sacred invitation to rest in the arms of your most divine self. The anchoring of your sacred essence is naturally here, and you find it exceptional and effortless to know that you are indeed one with all. There is no separation here. The illusion has fallen away. The facade is gone. The veil is lifted. and you. You are in the heart of all creation. Attuning to, communicating with the infinite light. Giving and receiving exactly what it is that's required naturally and easily. This light is intelligent. It knows exactly what to receive from you and what to offer you. This light wishes to share with you this most special time, a time of deep connection. Inner reflection, sacred release into truth, into power, into the light which you are, which you have always been, and which you will always be. Limitless. Boundless, omnipotent presence. Breathe into this space and know you are held in sacred light, nurtured, nourished, and loved. Loved for being you. For being you. There's a great deal you're ready to let go of, and you know intuitively that you can release it all into this sacred temple. It calls you to be honest about the burdens you carry, and encourages you to simply leave it all behind now, here and now. The temple of light is your own inner light available to you at any time. This is your sacred space, your sacred work, helping you to reclaim your power, recalibrate, recharge. Releasing, relaxing, remembering, recoding. Here and now you can sense the true power of the light and accept its guidance. Allow its support. And receive messages of love and guidance. Just allow the energies to wash over you, to wash through you. Just open and allow. You are this light. This light is you. There is no power greater than the light within you. It is the light of all creation. and as you rest peacefully within your own inner sanctuary, in your own sacred temple, know that others sit in theirs too. The network of light connects all as one. We breathe together and we let go in unison. We are the power of the light, making a deep and sincere connection to one another across the globe. We are all part of this infinite light which flows through everything. We can never be separate or divided. We are always whole and complete. Within this network of light, we have the power to breathe new life into the bones of our physical existence, healing the past and preparing us for what's yet to come. As you rest now, your physical body can be held in sacred union, held at a higher frequency. And you can invite your body to begin a specific recoding process in readiness for the next phase of the awakening journey. The recoding of our DNA is essential, and held within this temple of light, you will rest deeply, and as you do so, you will know in your heart that you are part of the greatest awakening of human consciousness, and that as consciousness evolves, so it must anchor and ground itself in physical form, creating a new physical reality. Power you have is in allowing the energies of this transformational time to rewrite the coded information within you, to activate a new story, and in doing so, you'll be ready to walk the awakened world into being. Rest now. And as you do, you can receive a light language blessing, supporting this process and holding you in the light of pure transformation as a gateway to a new way of being and a bridge from the old world to the new. You are blessed. Blessed heart. Kiandaniye. Kiandaniye awa. Kiandaniye. 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 Dadaniete. 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 Dadaniete awa. Kiandaniye awa. Kiandaniye. Kiandaniye. Kiandanite. Kiandanite awa. Kiandaniye. Kiantanie. Kiataniete. Kiataniete atuanta. Kiatanite atuaya. Kiantanie. Kiananite awa. Kiantanie awa. Kiataniete. Kiataniete awa. Kiataniete. Kiataniete. Tataniente. Tantaniente atuaya. Tataniete atu quanta. Quantanie. Quantanie. Tataniete atu quanta. Tataniete atuaya. Kiantanie. Kiantanie. Kiantanite awa. Kiantanite awa. Kiataniete. Kiataniete. Tataniete. Tataniete. Kiataniete awa. Kiataniete awa. Tataniete. Tataniete. Kiataniete awa. Kiataniete awa. Tataniete. Tataniete. Tataniete awa. Tataniete awa. Kiantanie awa, yatanie awa, kiataniete, kiatanite, kiatanite. Tatanie, tatanie, ani atua. Ani atanite awa, yataniete atua, tatataya. 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 And so it is. And so it is.